Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I'd like to welcome everyone to the NXT Energy Solutions 2019 second quarter operating and financial results conference call. All participants will be in a listen-only mode for the first part of the conference call, with the ability to ask questions after the presentation by the company. For the question and answer session, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. So if you wish to cancel your question, please press star 2. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. George Liszicasz, President and CEO of NXT Energy Solutions. Please go ahead, Mr. Liszicasz.
Thank you very much, James. Welcome and thank you for joining us for NXT Energy Solutions' second quarter 2019 financial and operating results conference call. This is George Liszicasz, and joining me today, The first quarter conference call is Eugene Voishishin, Vice President of Finance and Chief Financial Officer. We would like to congratulate him on his promotion. Rashid Tipu, Director of Geosciences for Africa, Asia, and Middle East. And Enrique Hung, Director of Geosciences for the Americas. The purpose of today's call is to briefly discuss the highlights of yesterday's release of NXT's second quarter 2019 financial and operating results, and to update you on the market and business activities. Following our update, we will open up the line for questions. Please note, all statements made by the company and management during this call are subject to the reader's advisory regarding forward-looking information and non-GAAP measures set forth in our second quarter results press release and MD&A issued yesterday. All dollar amounts discussed in today's conference call are in Canadian dollars unless otherwise stated. The complete financial and operating results and condensed consolidated audited interim financial statements for Q2 2019 were published yesterday and are available on NXT's website as well as on SEDAR's website. The second quarter was busy for the company, with primary focus on data acquisition and interpretation for SFD survey contracts with PE Energy in Nigeria. In addition, my team and I spent the quarter continuing discussions with other potential business partners in Africa and Asia. Now, over to Eugene for the financial review.
Thank you, George, and welcome everyone. First, I want to say I'm looking very forward to working with all of you, shareholders, the team here, and George, for what's a very exciting time for NXT, and hoping and I know we're going to add lots of value to the shareholders and to the success of this company. As George mentioned, our second quarter 2019 financial statements and management discussion and analysis were filed on SEDAR's website yesterday and will be available on EDGAR shortly. From a financial perspective, the focus remained on continuing to control non-core corporate costs, and in this quarter, support of Nigerian SFD survey. For the second quarter of 2019, our financial results were as follows. There was $10.95 million of revenues earned in the quarter, representing approximately 91% of the total revenues from the Nigerian SFD survey. A total of $5.7 million U.S. of payments have been received to date. For the quarter, NXT recorded a net income after tax of approximately $8.09 million, or a basic 12 cents per share, based on 68.6 million weighted average common shares outstanding. On a diluted basis, NXT earned 11 cents per share based on 73.3 million shares. This is an improvement of $10.05 million over 2018 second quarter net loss. Year-to-date, NXT recorded a net income after tax of approximately $6.32 million, or basic 9 cents per share, based on 68.6 million weighted average common shares outstanding. On a diluted basis, NXT earned 9 cents per share based on 73.3 million shares. This is an improvement of $10.24 million over 2018's results. There was no change in our shares outstanding during the quarter. In regards to the cooperative agreement with Alberta Green Ventures, the company has received approval from both shareholders and the Toronto Stock Exchange to extend the 3.4 million warrants held by AGV until February 16, 2020, contingent upon AGV's performance under the cooperative agreement. Total operating expenses, including survey costs, for the quarter were $2.36 million. This included non-cash expenses of $0.45 million for amortization and stock-based compensation expenses. Total operating costs year-to-date were $4.37 million, including survey costs. This included non-cash expenses of $0.8 million related, again, to amortization and stock-based compensation. Operating activities used $0.38 million of cash during the quarter and $1.26 million year-to-date. Cash and short-term investments were $2.96 million at June 30th, and net working capital was $10.45 million. General administrative expenses decreased by 31% in the second quarter compared to 2018, and the main reasons were as follows. One, salaries, benefits, and consulting charges were lower in 2019, due to a change to a lower cost mix in corporate staff, one less headcount, and allocation of direct salary costs to survey costs. Board professional fees and public company costs are 35% lower in 2019 due to lower legal costs. Also in 2018, we incurred termination costs to suspend the advisory board. Premises, administrative, and overhead were 13% higher in 2019 as the company improved its information system security. Business development costs decreased by $120,000 in the second quarter of 2019 as company resources were focused on executing the Nigerian SFD survey. General administrative expenses decreased by 19% or $402,000 in 2019 year-to-date compared to 2018. Salaries, benefits, and consulting charges were lower in 2019 by 22%, again due to a change in the lower cost mix in corporate staff, one less headcount, and at the allocation of direct salary costs to survey costs. Board professional fees and public company costs were 13% lower in 2019, again due to lower legal costs, but they were partially offset by higher insurance costs in 2019 given our increase in business activity. Premises administrative overhead costs were 9% higher, again due to improvements being made in the information system security. Business development costs decreased by $146,000 as the company focused its resources on first negotiating the Nigerian SFD survey and then performing the Nigerian SFD survey. We ended the quarter with $2.96 million of cash and short-term investments on hand and a net working capital of $10.45 million. Since June 30th, approximately 4.4 million Canadian of the reported accounts receivable of 9.13 at June 30th has been collected. However, as noted clearly in our financial statements, if the additional Nigerian SFD contract payments were not to be received or if needed further financing were not to materialize, the company would only have sufficient cash until the third quarter of 2020. Now I'd like to hand the call back over to George to further discuss our business update and forward plans.
Thank you very much, Eugene. And I would like to start with our BD discussion, business development discussion, with the Nigeria SFD contract. We have completed the acquisition of 5,000 line kilometers of SFD data, interpreted all of it, and presented milestone results to the clients late last month. To date, we have been paid almost two-thirds of the total $8.9 million contract fee, which is in U.S. dollars, or $5.7 million USD. Following the submission of the aforementioned milestone results, Frontier Exploration Services, or FES, and NMPC selected an SFD recommendation for immediate seismic comparison. FES also invited MPDC, which is the development affiliate of NMPC, and the Department of Petroleum Resources, DPR, the upstream regulatory body, to witness the exercise. The SFD recommendations showed excellent correlations with exploration leads and drilling results. Furthermore, or DPR as part of the regulatory mandate ask NXT to provide an in-depth threat and reservoir analysis over the nearshore SFD pilot project area designed by DPR. I am pleased to report that both the producing assets and undrilled exploration leads identified on proprietary seismic by supermajors match very well with the SFD data. Consequently, PNRG and NXT are exploring survey opportunities and discussing these opportunities with MPDC and FES in the Nigerian Delta and the inland basins. Operationally, we are in a good position since all permits are still in place until the end of 2019. NXT and PNRG will be submitting its final report during the second half of August and commence full integration of SFD findings into the hydrocarbon exploration programs of the Nigerian inland basins at the end of August. We anticipate such undertaking will be completed by mid-September. There is one more significant milestone payment, which is due now, receivable to NXT, and due at the end of the quarter. In addition, NXT continues to explore other opportunities in Africa. We can't provide more information on these new initiatives today, but we will as warranted. With respect to Asian initiatives, our focus in Asia is the cooperation and the development of a working relationship with CNPC and BGP. CNPC is the national company of China, and BGP is the Bureau of Geophysical Prospecting. I have just returned with my team from a three-week trip which started in Nigeria and concluded in Beijing, China, where we met BGP and CNODC, China National Oil and Gas EMP Company. BGP is one of the world's leading geophysical service companies and undertakes more land-based geophysical surveys worldwide than any other company in the industry. They enjoy a significant presence in Africa. I am pleased to report that excellent progress has been made and our discussions focused on the utilization of SFD in countries where the national companies of China have significant interest. Our immediate plans while in Africa include meetings with various country managers to define onshore and offshore programs where SFD can be most effectively used. In Malaysia, we continue our efforts with GRD, our regional representative, to secure new SFD contracts with the state oil company of Sarawak. Our aircraft is undergoing scheduled maintenance at the moment and ADS-B flight management upgrades to be in compliance with new airspace regulations. These upgrades will be completed before mid-September. If you have any questions on the Nigerian contract, Rashid Tipu, our Director of Geoscience for Africa, Middle East and Asia, will be able to address them. In other developments, we continue discussions with Alberta Green Ventures, AGV, to propose up to three surveys within 2 years. This agreement will allow NXT to begin to build its vertical strategy in Canada, USA, and internationally. Furthermore, NXT shares in the success of SFD recommendations as the cooperative agreement is based on cost-plus formula and gross overriding royalty interest in oil and gas production arising on lands subject to the surveys in specified countries. We are currently in discussion with AGV on a potential project in USA, Canada, Mexico, and Israel. In other business development activities, we continued marketing efforts during the quarter for the SFD technology. Latin America remains a very important market segment for NXT. NXT is working with AGV to reestablish our presence in Mexico. We are actively seeking new SFD projects in Colombia, Peru, Brazil, and we will continue our updates as warranted. If you have any questions on our Latin America initiatives, Enrique Hung, our Director of Geoscience for the Americas, will be able to address them. On the technology front, we have received communications that the EPO, or the European Patent Office, is finalizing the SFD patent in 38 countries. This is indeed a significant milestone for our company. Our plan to fly the Queen Charlotte Fault project is still a priority. The purpose of the project is to establish in controlled environment that SFD detects subsurface stress variations using gravity as a proxy exclusively, independent of electromagnetic radiation and other external sources. All prerequisite planning has been completed, and the execution of the test flight over the Queen Charlotte Fault will depend on the aircraft requirements with respect to the new Nigerian and AGV projects. In conclusion, I am satisfied with the current Nigeria progress. It is imperative for us to continue developing the vision for the future of NXT and its shareholders. NXT continues to focus its marketing and business development efforts primarily on its fee-for-service line of business, with new near-term opportunities being pursued in Nigeria and also strategically in other parts of Africa and the rest of the world. In accordance with the industry trends, NXT is also diversifying efforts on developing opportunities that include royalty payments, such as the one set up with AGV, joint operations as multi-client surveys, and cooperations with third-party geophysical providers, such as the one being considered by BGP, and vertical opportunities being contemplated in a number of jurisdictions. On the IRPR front, we feel that with current uptick in business development and contract execution, NXT will be well served with a dedicated IRPR effort. In this regard, we have also undertaken revamping our public presence, including an updated website. With these efforts and continued business growth, the liquidity of NXT stock should improve. On behalf of our board of directors and the entire team at NXT, I want to take this opportunity to specifically thank Mr. Dera Kobo, our Nigerian business partner, for his untiring efforts in driving the current Nigerian contract to conclusion and developing potentially new opportunities in Nigeria and the African region. We look forward to continued business success with Mr. Okobo. Last but not least, I would like to thank all of our shareholders for their continued commitment and support. I now ask our operator, James, to open the line for us to take a few of your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow us to reach our equipment. A voice prompt on your phone line will indicate when your line is open. We ask that you please only state your name before posing your question. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment. And once again, we do have a question. Caller, please go ahead.
Yes. This is Mike Mork, M-O-R-K, Mork Capital. Two questions. One, what is your game plan for Alaska? You know, the Alaska pipeline is only 40% of capacity, and, you know, you could use the SFD up there, find some oil and gas, tap into the line, and get it full without doing any environmental damage. I wonder if you're doing anything on that front.
Not only Alaska is being considered, it also the Arctic and the Eastern Seaboard. We're working with George Allen, who is on our board, advisory board, former governor and senator of Virginia, on a visit with Princeton University, that is an advisor to the current administration, U.S. administration, and exploring the opportunities for SFD being used in the Arctic, Alaska, and the Eastern Seaboard. That has been rescheduled, unfortunately, because of our trip to Nigeria. And just that you know, we are also leaving probably within 10 days again to Nigeria and then to Dubai and then to Beijing and then potentially to Pakistan and Malaysia, because new initiatives are going to be there. And also we are submitting the final report and do integration work in Dubai for 20 days. So our guys are going to be quite busy on these matters. But as soon as we are back, we are planning to reschedule this visit, potentially to the White House. We don't exactly know how it's going to play out now, but we are very much hopeful, you know, that this visit is going to take place. And thank you very
much.
That
sounds good. And I had one follow-on question, different part of the world. When you were flying in Colombia, you know, 6-7 years ago, you found apparently some very large anomalies down there. Is there any way you can exploit that, or are they too far away from existing pipelines and stuff?
Yes, we hello, Mike. This is Enrique Jung. How are you? We've been in conversations with some middle-sized EMP companies in Colombia. As you know, Colombia has an open bid process. So the ANH, which is the regulatory body in Colombia, has opened the doors and let people to bid on their blocks. We have a fair amount of data in some of key prospects in our archives and are ready to be commercialized. The thing is that it's finding the right people and the right intentions to finance these intentions, because the things would be to make ourselves a participant on the Colombia oil and gas business. This is part of what George was mentioning on his address to the shareholders about the next steps that in different kinds of business models that we're thinking to apply. So the
okay, well, thank you very much.
We're looking at it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Once again, please press star one if you have a question. We'll take our next question. Caller, your line is open.
Yeah, George, Charlie Davison. You had mentioned that AGV was working on Mexico. Mexico has been a very large target for you for an awfully long time. Perhaps you could elaborate a little bit on exactly what the status is down there and what the plans are.
Well, yes, we've been continuously working with Mexico, and Mexico has been changing the stakeholders. So we are, it's a moving target that we think we have now control with the AGV's help. AGV got to send us or extend their contacts, or their business contacts to us, and I'm working directly with them on a weekly basis. We're expecting to be, before the end of the year, to have important meetings with people who know the technology from 2012 and who have seen some of the results from 2017 on the CNH survey that we have. And the proof, of course, yes, in some of the fields that we have in our archives.
Okay, good luck on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question.
Hi, guys. This is Peter Mork. One more question from Mork Capital. I just wanted to follow up on just kind of timing. And you mentioned there's some work being done on the plane. Was that just more routine maintenance, or you said something about an upgrade? And how would that fit? I know you talked a little bit about both the Queen Charlotte flight that you're going to do, and the, AGV. I know there was some talk about that happening, you know, around this time. Has that been pushed out, or is it going to be just dependent on, potential contract work in Nigeria or elsewhere?
Thank you very much for the question. Do you want to
start with the aircraft?
Yeah.
Peter, the work that's being done, there is some regular maintenance, but most of it is on this, it's called a ADS-B. It's a new requirement in the U.S. and European airspace starting in 2020 that all aircraft flying through there have to have this system that allows aircraft to fly closer together and more efficiently. So in order to get to Africa or even Asia after January 1st, we needed to install this. And so that work is being done right now, and maybe I'll let George carry on, but the plan is when we test that system, we have an opportunity to potentially fly the QCF at that time, but George,
yeah,
carry on.
The QCF is extremely important to us. Unfortunately, that has been delayed as well because we didn't have enough hours on the aircraft, and right now we're also looking at significant aircraft hour requirements, you know, for the next survey. So we are planning to do the QCF as soon as possible. It is a monumentally important, you know. So it's something, you know, that NXT has to do for increasing our credibility. And secondly, you know, that if we can prove that we can differentiate between highly stressed areas and low stressed areas, potentially it could be utilized to predict earthquakes. And I think that would be also a very important step in the right direction in terms of other applications for the technology. And that was the third question, which was AGV. So did you want to say something, Peter?
No, that's fine. Just
AGV got postponed or not.
AGV is right now undertaking a significant project in Israel that NXT is to be a part of down the road. And this project is right now, basically they are drilling a 5,000-meter hole into fractured reservoirs and so on in the Meged field that AGV basically took over 40% ownership right now. So that's where we are at, you know, with them. And we would like to continue this evolution with AGV in terms of business evolution, business development, because we feel that they are extremely important in our efforts.
Yeah.
They are playing a major role.
Yeah, but the AGV
sounds great.
To the future.
It's going to be in the future now.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
You're most welcome.
I just feel
we'll take our next question.
I just threw an eye.
Call, your line is open.
Hi, this is Nisha. Just one question in terms of all the opportunities that were listed. What is your feeling about new contacts coming online between now and the end of this calendar year? How many do you think are likely? What's the probability of them happening? And what's the expected additional revenue in addition to what you already have?
Well, this is a very tricky question, as you know. You know, my newly promoted CFO is looking at me. you know, just to be on the caution side, I think that there is a potential for three different contracts this year, two in Africa and one in Latin America. So, and it could be potentially more than the entire market value of NXT. So that's where we are at. I think we are on the right track. We are going to have repeat business, and also with Akobo on board, you know, there's going to be new frontiers in Africa and also with China. So we feel very strongly about closing this year on a high note.
I noticed you didn't mention anything about AVG and the opportunity in Israel that you just mentioned earlier during your presentation. So does that mean it's more likely to happen next year?
Well, we do not know because they are drilling right now. So they already started drilling, and as soon as the drilling results are in, they want us to survey several areas, onshore and offshore. And I think that project will take place. I cannot tell you exactly when, especially if this drilling project is successful.
Can I say something, too, about Israel?
Of course.
We have traced some flight lines already on the Israel projects and submitted to the ADV. So the mentioning of the project is already in place. Where we're waiting is for timing and logistics. Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
As a reminder, press *1 if you have a question. We'll take our next question.
Hi, George. It's Jerome here from Lightwater Partners. I have a question with regards to the February 20th press release, which was announcing the agreement between NXT and AGV. So under the agreement, the first survey was to be completed by August 31st of this year. So am I to understand that that's not going to be completed, or will it be completed on time?
Unfortunately, I can't answer that question right away. We believe that the first survey is going to be the Israeli survey at this point, because it's a major survey, it's a multi-million dollars survey, and the AGV is positioned right now to do that survey rather than diverse their efforts, you know, into the smaller Canadian or U.S. surveys. They are on the track right now to do a major survey with us. As has been mentioned by Enrique, we have submitted all the flight lines. They are working on permits, minister approvals, and so on and so forth. So it's all in the workings. Whether or not it can be done this year, I can't tell you that. But I am quite sure that the next conference call, we are going to have a much better understanding where we stand.
But under the terms of the agreement, AGV was supposed to deliver the survey by August 31st. So is the agreement still stand then?
what would you say? We just move forward and wait for. We have to wait until August 31st. We can't say anything until then. They may come back earlier and say, okay, because we understand and we have delivered the flight lines for both the Canadian survey, the U.S. survey, and now we've also delivered for the Israeli survey. So those projects are not major projects, okay, several $100,000 project. If we have to go to Nigeria, we're going to go to Nigeria, correct? I mean... That's where we stand right now.
And you can see the first stones are put in place already for those projects.
All of them. All three. We are just waiting for their decision which way they want to go.
So, I don't understand. If they're not fulfilling the agreement, is the agreement void?
Well, it's not void yet. Correct. So, let's wait until August 31st. And then we will know exactly where we stand.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, General.
There are no questions registered at this time. I'd like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Lisitas.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for participating in our conference call, investors conference call. We very much believe that we're going to have some good updates on the next one. And until then, thank you for your continued support. On that note, thank you, everybody, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.